Worldwide Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We begin chapter 2 in our practice, and we'll be in verses 1 through 5. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Sometimes I feel like the paralytic when I'm searching to help those in need, for there's always something in the way that makes you adjust your course indeed. The paralytic's friends brought to fruition a faith Jesus recognized, unwilling to simply sit back and push their way through. They did whatever it would take and went to the roof to lower their friend and find healing that was eternal as proof. They were willing to risk injury and accident, yet overcame all of the above. As Jesus watched them lower this man, Jesus spoke to him with authority from heaven above and forgave his sins to release him from all bondage that forced his life to a bed or a mat, until now, as Jesus would let him free. From all bondage. We obviously need to hear Jesus letting us be free. As today we attend our biweekly prison visit this morning, seeking to go through routes that are obviously necessary, yet incorporate the will of God to accomplish the love, faith, and hope of His mercy, teaching these men how to pray and open up the roofs of their lives, beckoning them to place God first in their incarceration and the remaining of their being, living redeemed as His example. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. Dealing with this war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. Especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. It's chapter 2. It's verses 1 through 5, as we put in a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem this morning. It's titled, Paralytic Bringing to Fame. Capernaum returned Jesus, he'd implore, home was he known. So many gatherers blocked the door, word preaching Jesus moaned. Men of four approached, paralytic bringing to fame, crowd too big encroached, Jesus inside, he remained. Roof lifted above, breaking a hole to gain, mat down, let below, faith theirs, Jesus ascertains. Paralytic received his healing words, commands without wonder, forgiven sins yours. Jesus would soon cause a thunder. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's August 2nd, 2022. Recording this morning early at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we surely learn a lot about being just ever so faithful, no matter what the situation that would arise. Something comes in your way every day, but we have to remain faithful, amen, to overcome these obstacles, things that put in our way that make it tough for us to be out and about and amongst different people in the crowd. But we have to learn to be steadfast in Christ, knowing that He is the reason that will give healing to each and every person. The person who has mistaken identity, who thinks that they're a woman when they're a man, Jesus can heal them. People who are homosexuals, Jesus can heal you. I know that these things in life are so hard to overcome, but what I admonish is what gives you life eternal. Amen? And so we hope and pray that those who are in need and been thrown at so many obstacles in their lives and have been encouraged by the faithless are encouraged today to stand up in the name of Jesus and know healing that will be forever. Amen? I'm the first to witness to that healing that is forever. That love will never diminish towards those who are still a little bit off. The love will never diminish from Jesus with His arms open, but He will never condone the behavior of those who spit in His face. He will open His arms and give you His love to forever trace. That's the power to overcome all things in Christ Jesus. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too. As we close today at 8:44 in the angel's embrace, your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.